This is what happened to a woman in the scripture named Deborah. In the book of Judges, she describes herself as a mother in Israel. This was significant. It was saying she wasn't working in the corporate world. She didn't have an impressive position, title, influence, or prestige. She wasn't necessarily super talented or highly educated. She was a mother raising her children. Back in those days, women didn't have the leadership roles that they have today. They were seen as secondary, with no influence. Deborah would have been considered just a mother. But can I tell you, you're not just anything. You're a child of the Most High God. People may try to dismiss you, discount you, push you down. You don't have the talent, the training, the position, the title. You come from the wrong family. What they can't see is that God has put something on you that supersedes all of that. Something that causes you to break barriers, to excel, to accomplish dreams, to do what you could not do on your own. And I'm all for getting the best education you can, for developing your talents, improving your skills. But you are not limited to your own ability, your own education, your own intellect, your own experience. Those will take you to a certain level. But to reach your highest potential, you need the anointing on your life. You need God to open doors that you can't open. You need favor that you don't have to work for, good breaks that you don't deserve, wisdom that you didn't learn in school. That's what the anointing does. It takes you where you could not go on your own. This mother in Israel, Deborah, was living in a nation that was overcome with violence and all kinds of mayhem. The main roads had gotten so bad they couldn't even be traveled. People were constantly being attacked and robbed. There was no order. It looked as if that's the way it would always be. But God put a dream in Deborah's heart to do something about it. She could have come up with plenty of excuses. God, I'm just a woman. Nobody's going to listen to me. I'm just a mother raising my child. I'm not in the government. I don't have anybody backing me up. No police force, no army. But Deborah understood this principle. She knew God had put something on her that would cause her to excel. The scripture says that the highways were unoccupied and that Israel had been held in bondage for 20 years until Deborah, a mother in Israel, arose. Deborah took a step of faith. Other people began to join in. Before long, the enemy army was destroyed and order was restored. Everything had turned around. The nation was calm and peaceful. How could this mother affect the whole nation? It was the anointing on her life. You are not limited by who you know, by how influential you are, or by how much income you have. There is something that supersedes talent, income, experience. It's the anointing God has placed on your life. Quit making excuses as to what you can't do. Joel, I'm just a mom. A mom with the anointing is more powerful than a CEO without it. Well, I'm just a student. I'm just a business person. I'm just an accountant. I can't do anything great. Why not? Deborah, a mother in Israel, changed the nation. I can tell you firsthand, I'm not the most talented person. I don't have the most experience, the most training, the most education. But I do have the anointing. So do you. When my father went to be with the Lord back in 1999, I stepped up to pastor the church, although I had never ministered before. Every voice told me, "You're not a minister. You can't get up there in front of people. You're not going to know what to say. Nobody's going to listen to you." Instead of dwelling on those thoughts, I'd look at myself in the mirror and say, "Joel, you are anointed. You're the man for the job. This is your moment. You've been raised up for such a time as this." What was I doing? Adding fuel to my car. I was stirring up the anointing. There will always be negative voices that try to talk you out of your dreams, try to convince you to settle where you are. Let me encourage you. You're the man, the woman for the job. You've been raised up. You have what it takes. You're qualified. You're anointed. You're approved. You're talented enough. You're strong enough. You're experienced enough. You and God are a majority. Quit discounting yourself. Quit making excuses. If you will start taking steps of faith, doing what you can, God will do what you can't. He'll bring the right people, open the right doors. He'll give you the wisdom, the creativity. He will make it all come together. Don't settle for mediocrity. You were created for greatness. You have a king's anointing. You may be in the shepherd's fields right now, may feel as though you're doing something insignificant, but where you are is not where you're staying. That's not permanent. That's temporary. You're coming out. You haven't reached your highest potential. Start talking to yourself the right way. I am the right person for the job. This is my moment. I've been raised up. I'm going to step into the fullness of my destiny. David spent years in the shepherd's fields, but the key was he never forgot he had a king's anointing. It would have been easy for him to think, I must have heard Samuel wrong. I know he anointed me, but I sure haven't become the king. He must have missed it this time. No, every day he kept reminding himself, I am anointed. My time is coming. I will make a difference with my life. What was he doing? Adding fuel to his car. It didn't look as though he was going anywhere. Sounded as though he was just wasting his breath, getting his hopes up. But God sees what you're doing. He hears what you're saying. Every day that you live in faith, with expectancy, you are one day closer to seeing your dreams come to pass. God knows when the right time is. If it hasn't happened yet, that means it's still on the way. God is getting you prepared. You're growing, getting stronger. Sometimes God knows the blessing is going to be so big we couldn't handle it if it happened right now. So He is getting us matured. What God has in your future is going to be greater than anything you've seen in the past. Paul said it this way, don't get tired of doing what's right. In due season, you will reap if you don't give up. Your due season is coming. You're going to step into that king's anointing, that queen's anointing. You're just getting started. God's dream for your life is so much bigger than your own. If He would have done it earlier, you wouldn't have been prepared. Now is your time. You're about to step in to what you were created to do. You're about to step up to a new level of your destiny. The disappointments, the delays, the setbacks in the past, they were all a part of the plan to get you prepared for right now. Nothing was wasted. It strengthened you. You've developed trust, endurance, confidence. Now you're prepared for this time. You're on the runway about to take off. You're going to see the exceeding greatness of God's favor.